弟兄姊妹都知道，再过几天啊，西安特会就要开始。
I think we all know that in a few days the WCCC will start.
我们能和其他各处的圣徒们能够一同聚在主的跟前来追求。
And we will be gathering before the Lord with many Christians from all over.
这是一个极大的恩典。
And this is a tremendous blessing.
所以我们希望我们在西雅图的弟兄姊妹没有一个漏掉这个机会。
So I hope that those of us who are in Seattle won't miss out on this opportunity.
无论实体去参加，无论是在网上。
Whether you are planning to attend online or in person.
愿我们都能够蒙恩在主的跟前。
May we all be blessed before the Lord.
那么今天早晨呢
？This morning，
我愿意用一篇诗篇和弟兄姊妹们相互的勉励。
I'd like to use a psalm to have some mutual encouragement with brothers and sisters。
我们要读诗篇第九十篇。
We will look at Psalm 90。
这是摩西的祷告。
And this is a prayer of Moses。
摩西在这篇诗篇里面告诉我们，人生非常短暂。
And in this psalm, Moses tells us and reminds us that the lifetime of man is very short.
并且生命中充满了许多的败坏。
And our lives are full of wickedness.
那么摩西告诉我们
And Moses
我们需要一个智慧的心。
That we have to have a wise heart.
我们要选择怎样来过这个属灵的生活。
So we need to know how to discern how to live the spiritual life.
在我们的日子中，到底我们应当追求什么？
So that in our lifetime we will know exactly what we are supposed to pursue after.
所以这篇诗篇非常的宝贵。
So this psalm is a very precious one.
也非常容易明白。
And it's one that is very easy to understand.
啊，这篇诗呢，一共有十七节。
There are 17 verses.
我们从头到尾把它读一下。
And we'll read the whole psalm together.
好，那么我们这样读啊，我读中文的，那我的弟兄读英文。
We'll read it in English and in Chinese.
And you read English.
I will read it in English. He will read it in Chinese.
所以呢，如果弟兄姊妹啊愿意的话，打开圣经，好不好
？So if you're willing, open up your Bible.
我们一起来读。
We'll read it together.
中文的跟着我读，英文的跟着边读。我们把它读一遍。
All together.
诗篇第九十篇。
We're going to read.
Are you reading it all together?
Yeah, all together.
All at one time?
No. I read Chinese,
read English. Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Alright, we're going to read it all in Chinese first and then all in English first.
Yeah, 所有读中文的人跟我读中文，读英文的人跟着边读英文。Understand?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think we got it now.
我们把它整个读过一遍啊，这篇诗很好的。
Yeah, We'll read it all together, first in Chinese and then together in English.
好，那我们中文的先来啊。神人摩西的祈祷，主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。Okay, no. 先一节一节的来，对不起 ，sorry。我们要 verse by verse 的读啊。我读一节中文，你们读一节中文，他读一节英文，你们读一节英文，好不好
？Okay, we're gonna go verse by verse.
我想这样印象会比较深刻。
In the English, I will be reading from the
NASB. 我们再重新来啊，中文先读第一节。神人摩西的祈祷，主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。English. You read it.
Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations.
未曾生出地与世界，你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
Before the mountains were born, or thou didst give birth to earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。
Thou dost turn man back into dust, and dost say, Return, O children of men.
在你看来, 千年如已过的昨日, 又如夜间的一根,
For a thousand years in thy sight are like yesterday when it passes by, or as a watch in the night.
你叫他们如水冲去, 他们如睡一觉, 早晨, 他们如生长的草。
Thou hast swept them away like a flood. They fall asleep. In the morning, they are like grass which sprouts anew.
早晨发芽生长, 晚上割下枯干。
In the morning it flourishes and sprouts anew. Toward evening it fades and withers away.
我们因你的怒气而消灭, 因你的愤怒而惊慌。
For we have been consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath we have been dismayed.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前, 将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。
Thou hast placed our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy presence.
我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下, 我们度尽的年岁, 好像一声叹息。
For all our days have declined in thy fury, we have finished our years with like a sigh.
我们一生的年日是70岁, 若是强壮可到80岁, 但其中所惊夸的不过是劳苦愁烦, 转眼成空, 我们便如飞而去。
As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years, yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away.
谁晓得你怒气的权势, 谁按着你该受的敬畏, 晓得你的愤怒呢?
Who understands the power of thine anger and thy fury according to the fear that is due thee?
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子, 好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days, that we may present to thee a heart of wisdom.
耶和华,我们要等到几时呢? 求你转回为你的仆人后悔。
Do return, O Lord, how long will it be, and be sorry for thy servants?
求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱, 好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
O satisfy us in the morning with thy loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad according to the ways thou hast afflicted us and the years we have seen evil.
愿你的作为向你仆人显现, 愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显明。
Let thy work appear to thy servants and thy majesty to their children.
愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上, 愿你坚立我们手所做的功, 我们手所做的功, 愿你坚立。
And let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and do confirm for us the work of thy hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands.
现在呢, 我想 简单的把这首诗呢给弟兄姊妹们做一点解释。
And now I would like to just simply give some commentary on this psalm.
我们晓得这里的第一节和第二节,
We see in verses 1 and 2,
啊, 这是非常重要,
These are two important verses.
它指明我们人生正确的目的和方向。
It speaks to our goal in life.
到底我们在我们的日子中，我们应当追求什么？
What are the things that we should be pursuing after in our lives?
第一个，他告诉我们，我们的神世世代代都是我们的居所。
And the first point in verse 1 says, The Lord has been our dwelling place in all generations.
这是神的恩典,
and this is the grace of God.
每一个时代他都愿意做人的居所。
That generation by generation, He is willing to be our dwelling place.
今天他仍旧是我们的居所。
And today, He is our dwelling place.
这句话告诉我们,今天在我们的生活中,第一件追求重要的事情,要住在主里面。
And this speaks to the fact that in our spiritual pursuit, we have to seek after living in the presence of God. And this experience is extremely precious.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
若是我们懂得住在主里面,
if we understand how to dwell in Christ,
我们将要蒙到极大的祝福,
then we will gain this tremendous blessing.
今天,
today,
我们晓得我们处在一个非常混乱可怕的时代,
we know that we live in a really chaotic world.
那么呢, 我用圣经中啊, 两件事情啊, 和弟兄姊妹们做简单的解释就可以。
And I'd like to use two examples in the Bible to explain this.
第一个我们住在主里面。
Number one is that we live in Christ.
我们要如同挪亚和他的全家住在方舟里面一样。
And we need to be like Noah and his entire family who lived in the ark.
我们知道在挪亚的时代神用洪水灭世。
We know that in Noah's time, he used the flood to extinguish all the
creatures.
And this is a really a horrific judgment.
但是以诺亚的全家,他们住在方舟里。
But Noah and his entire family lived safely in the ark.
他们度过了神的大审判。
They were able to pass the judgment of God.
今天我们只有住在主里面。
Today, only if we dwell in Christ,
我们能躲过整个时代的动荡和整个败坏不堪的光景。
Can we pass through all the evil and corruption in the world?
我们可以这样说,除他以外,你没有避难所的。
Aside from Christ, there is no solid foundation.
Refuge.
There's no place of refuge.
弟兄姊妹,这是一面,要躲过这个时代可怕。
So we have to understand that we can hide ourselves in Christ to be protected from the world.
第二件事情我们晓得,
the second point,
神把在旧约时代中神把迦南美地赐给以色列百姓做永远的居所。
God gave the land of Canaan to his people as their hope.
迦南美地被称作是牛奶与蜜之地。
The land of Canaan was called the land of milk and honey.
这个是预表着基督里面的丰富的。
And this speaks, is a representation of the abundance of
Christ. 所以你住在主里面,
so if we live in Christ,
你才能享受神一切属灵的祝福。
Then we can enjoy the abundance of His blessings.
这个应当在我们的日子中间, 这是最重要的一个追求。
And in our lifetime, this should be the one thing that we are pursuing after.
我们要天天学习活习，学习住在主的里面。
That daily we are learning how to live in Christ.
第二节他告诉我们,
in verse 2 it tells us,
那么天地都还没有的时候就有神，神是永远的。
That before the earth was even birthed, there was God.
我们感谢神，神已经把永远的生命赐给了我们。
We thank God that He has already given us that eternal life.
所有蒙恩神的儿女都是属于永远的。
So all of God's children are eternal people.
但是神要我们怎样呢？
But what does God
want? 在我们的生命中间呢？
But in our life,
去追求永远的事。
We need to pursue after the things of eternity.
要以永远的事为念。
And we need to be mindful of eternity.
那么今天我们一定要活在神的跟前。
And today we have to live before our God.
活在神的面前。
To live in His presence.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
摩西在90篇的祷告里面,
Moses in the prayer in Psalm 90,
开头就告诉我们这两件事情才是我们活在地上短暂人生中最重要的追求。
Starts off with these two verses that show us these two points that are the most essential things in our life. So we need to be reminded again
that
we need to dwell and live in Christ, that we need to pursue after the things of eternity. And after he mentions these two things, verse 3, he continues on, that we will all return.
希伯来书很清楚告诉我们
we'll return to dust and
Hebrews
那
里告诉我们说按着定命人人都有一死按照神的定命 destiny 人人都有一死每个人都要死的
according to our destiny we were destined to death
没有人可以避免的
and no one can avoid this
啊，我想这个我们应该都很清楚的
and I think we're all very clear on this
啊，所以呢我们这个天然的人总有一天要归于尘土
so our natural life one day we will all return to dust
那么摩西不仅告诉我们人生是有个终结的人生会有一个 end
Moses not only tells us that our life will have an end
那么他也告诉我们人生非常的短暂
but he also reminds us that our life is extremely short
形容、啊、
and here he depicts this
那么告诉我们千年如同昨日
that he says like a thousand years is like one day、
啊这个一千年跟一天来比 这根本算不得什么对不对
And a thousand years is like one day that's like nothing.
他说呢我们的一生像夜间的一根一样
And we are like a
晚上的一个钟头
It's like one hour at night.
啊晚上一个钟头那也是很短的
It's extremely short.
然后呢他说他们就如水一样的被冲去
And he continues with verse 5 where it says, he's swept away like a flood.
这句话意思什么就是一下之间变得无影无踪了变得没有了。
Means that in an instant, you become nothing. You're washed away.
你看人类的历史就是这样的。
And this isn't this true with the history of man.
很多事情呢一过去就没有了。
When something passes by, it becomes nothing.
我们真是像睡觉一样。
It is just like it says, we have fallen asleep.
他说我们也像草一样的早晨生长了晚上割了就枯干。
And it is like, in the morning the grass sprouts and at night it withers away.
我想这个很容易明白对吧
And I think this is something easy for us to understand. We are human.
我们跟摩西一样。
And we are similar to Moses.
我们知道人的生命非常的短暂。
And we know that the lifetime of man is very short.
那么第七节到第十节呢
And in verses 7 through 10,
就告诉我们不仅生命是短暂的
It tells us that not only life is short,
并且呢我们的生命充满了败坏
but it is full of, evil and wickedness.
我们不仅有外面的罪孽外面看得见的罪
Not only do we see visible outward sins,
还有很多隐藏的恶在我们的里面。
But we also see that there are secret sins in our lives.
我想这个作为基督徒很容易明白，对不对？
I think as a Christian, it's easy for us to understand.
我们的确承认我们的一生中间呢，不仅短暂，还充满了这许多败坏的事物。
And I think we can all confess and admit that in our lives are short, and also we are haunted by these outward and inward sins.
这个是引起神的愤怒的。
And this has stirred up the anger and fear of the Lord.
所以你看见今天在这个地上到处都满了灾荒，满了许许多多的可怕的一些灾祸。
So you can see all the devastation in the world as a result of man's
sin. 那是神的震怒。
And this is evidence of the anger of God.
然后呢他就说呢我们在这样的日子中间度过了好像一声叹息。
And it says in verse 9 that it's as if we finished our life with a sigh.
弟兄姊妹你叹息过吗
Brothers and sisters, have you ever sighed?
这个叹息好像是很平常的。
Seems like it's a regular thing when you sigh.
但是这一生的叹息包括很多意义在里面。
But this sigh, contains a lot of meaning.
有时候我们叹息一声表示很懊悔，对不对？
And a lot of times when we sigh, it indicates that there's regret in our life.
有的时候我们叹息一声觉得我们自己非常软弱。
And when we sigh, we feel like we are, very weak.
有时候呢我们叹息一声呢我们觉得呢那些事不应该做的。
And we sigh because maybe we did something that we shouldn't have
said. 那些话不应该讲的。
Maybe those words that we said we shouldn't have said.
有时候我们叹息一声
Sometimes we sigh.
我们就觉得很遗憾, regret.
That we're full of regret when we sigh.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
人生, 摩西形容就像一声叹息,
and Moses describes our life as a sigh.
所以呢, 活了70年, 80年, 根本算不得什么,
to be able to live 70, 80 years is really nothing.
弟兄姊妹们, 时间过得真的很快的,
brothers and sisters, time really flies by quickly.
转眼我告诉你, 我今年80,
and to be honest, just in the blink of an eye, and I'm 80.
好像按照摩西讲的, 这个算是强壮的, 对吧?
And according to Moses, it's if you're strong, those who are strong can make it to 80, but it really is nothing.
他说有什么可夸的呢?
He says, what can we boast about?
可夸的是什么? 劳苦愁烦, 转眼成空, 我们便如飞而去。
It says that our pride is only in our labor and our sorrow, and it soon will all be gone.
的确你仔细想一想, 我们的一生活在地上很劳苦的。
If you really think about our lives, we're literally just laboring in sorrow.
充满了许多的愁烦,
there is a lot of headaches and heartache. And all of a sudden, it's all gone.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
摩西的话是给我们个很重要提醒,
and Moses' words are extremely important, and it's easy for us to understand and grasp.
又短暂,
our lives are so short.
又不好,
and it's not a good life.
还活在神的愤怒底下,
and yet we live under the fury and anger of God.
这是我们所有堕落的人都是这样,
and all of us fallen human beings are in the same boat.
到11节他开始有个转变,
but in starting from verse 11, there's a change.
他说谁晓得你怒气的权势?
Says, who understands the power of your anger and your fury?
谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢?
And your fury, according to the fear that is due you.
他这里用了一个字叫做谁?
He starts off with this word, who.
那就告诉我们, 如果你是这样的情形, 你是有福的。
Says that whoever this is and understands this is blessed.
但是他这个意思也是告诉我们, 今天大多数的人都不够领悟, 不够醒悟。
But he also reminds us that most people don't understand this.
所以他问谁, 少数人。
So he asks a question, like who is able to understand this?
我们看看今天的世界。
And we look at the world today.
看看今天世界的国家,
we look at the nations of the world.
我们真是感觉人是何等的愚昧啊。
We really feel that man is so foolish.
战争是愚昧。
We battle over the things of foolishness.
War is, war is foolish.
War is foolish.
那么这个政治上面大家这个争来争去, 都是个愚昧的东西。
And all of the political arguments, it's all foolishness.
再加上我们生活中,
and then you include,
你看见,
you include our daily life and the arguments that
不满这个,
we have. We're not satisfied with this, we're not satisfied with that. In reality, it's all foolishness.
谁能够明白呢?
Who can understand?
你明白,
this?
你就有福了。
And if you can understand, then you're
blessed. 所以这个谁是一个醒悟。
So in verse 11, this
awakening.
This who, when he starts off with who, it should be an awakening for us.
如果你有了这样的一个醒悟,
and if you are able to understand this,
你会知道自己的日子在神面前是宝贵的。
Then you will know that the days of your life before the Lord are
所以,
precious.
摩西说, 求你指教我们。
So that's why Moses would say, teach us.
如何数算自己的日子?
Teach us to number our days.
好叫我们得罪一个智慧的心。
So that we can have a heart of wisdom.
弟兄姊妹们, 日子非常的短暂。
Brothers and sisters, the days are running out.
我们需要用智慧。
We need to have a heart of wisdom to live.
绝不要做那个不智慧的事情。
To live each day, that we would not do the things that were not.
他不仅求神给我们有智慧的心，叫我们怎样能用智慧来过日子。
He not only pleads in this prayer to ask for a heart of wisdom to live each day,
并且他有个恳求,
but also this
求神回转,
but he also has this plea to return that the Lord would allow us to return.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
就求主不掩面不看我们,
that the Lord would not turn his face away from us.
你知道今天我们在地上的生活中啊,
so today in our life, our daily life,
多少的事物啊,
so many things that we're involved with,
神是掩面不看,
the Lord is actually turning his face away from us.
我们在那做的事情, 我们讲的话,
the things that we are doing, the things that we are saying,
神掩面不看,
the Lord is actually turning his head away and not looking at us.
所以需要神的怜悯,
but we need God's mercy.
求神不向我们掩面,
that we would plead to the Lord that he would not look away from us.
让我们活在神的面光当中,
but that we would live under his countenance.
弟兄姊妹, 你不要光活在人的面光当中,
may we not just live before the eyes of man.
我们不是看人的面, 我们要看看神今天怎么看。
We should not be living according to man's opinions and influences, but
许多时候你做件事情, 神的掩面,
and sometimes we will do things that
因为你做这个不好的事情,
sometimes we know that if we've done something wrong, we would want to cover our face. And if we say the wrong things, we'll cover our own faces.
弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
摩西是一个懂得活在神面光中的人,
Moses was someone who understood
the importance of living,
living under the countenance of the Lord.
他说只有这样,
so he says, only like this,
我们能保得慈爱一生一世,
that we can
一生一世喜乐,
that we can be only like this in his, under his countenance, can we be satisfied and live under his loving kindness. So may we live under the appearance, the face of God. There's so many things in this world that influence us. And we need to plead the favor of God.
保得神的慈爱,
that we would preserve the favor of the Lord in our lives.
欢呼喜乐,
that the remaining years and days that we have, we could live in satisfaction and
loving,
and even in sufferings,
要我们能够喜乐在神的跟前,
that we may have be joyful and glad.
就十五节说的,
and this says, this is said in verse 15.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐。
And make us glad according to the days you have afflicted us and the years we have seen evil.
我们要祷告,
so we need to constantly be praying
求神回转,
that the Lord would return
用他的脸光照亮我们,
and shine his face upon us.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
在短暂的人生当中,
in this really short life that we have, this is the condition in which we should live.
那么最后 16到17节 它有四个愿望,
and in verse 16 to 17 there are four desires.
我们希望这个也是我们今天的愿望,
and today may these also be the desires in our hearts.
第一个就是愿你的作为向你的仆人显现,
says, let your work appear to your servants.
我们知道神是有作为的神,
we know that our God is a God who works.
在人类历史上我们看见神曾经有很多大的作为,
and in the history of man, we can see that God had some great works.
今天我们何等盼望神的灵能够重新一次在神的百姓中间,
and today our desire is that God would again do his tremendous work in
our midst.
And we have to have this desire,
主啊, 在我们的日子,
that in the days of our life, that we can see the revival of your house. May this desire be in us.
第二个愿望,
and the second desire,
你愿你的荣耀向他们的子孙显明。
And your majesty, be to their children.
愿主的荣耀不仅向我们显明，向我们的后代显明。
But that the majesty and the glory of the Lord would not only be seen in our generation, but for our children.
啊，尤其今天。
Especially today.
我们感觉到今天青少年弟兄姊妹何等需要主的恩典。
We really feel that the youth need the mercy of God.
是需要神的灵在他们身上做工。
We need the Spirit of God to do His work in them.
愿神的荣耀向他们显现。
And may the glory of God be revealed to them.
我想这是我们应该在主面前祷告。
And before the Lord, this should be our prayer.
我常常在主面讲说，主啊，如果你的见证到了我这一代就结束了，这是很不甘心的事情。
I often feel like if I say to the Lord, if your glory, the revealing of your glory ends in my generation, then
总叫我的子孙也能看见这个荣耀。
It would be so dissatisfying. I would want my children and grandchildren to see
your glory. 这个应该成为教会的祷告。
And this should be the prayer of the church.
是我们的愿望。
And this should be our desire.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
愿神的荣美归在我们身上。
Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us.
让我们在地上能够过着一个美丽的属灵生活。
That in our lives in the world, may we have a beautiful spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹，不是隐隐藏藏的，让基督的美丽显在我们身上。
Not just a hidden thing, but may the beauty of Jesus be seen in us.
人不是看见我们的好，不是看见我们的坏。
That people would not see our good and our bad.
乃是看见主的美丽。
But that they would see the beauty of Jesus in us.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
保罗有这个心愿。
The Apostle Paul had this
desire. 今天我们也应该有这个心愿。
Today we need to have the same desire.
摩西也有这样的心愿。
And Moses also had this desire.
让人从我们身上看见的是主的美丽。
That what people see in our lives would be nothing but
the beauty of Jesus.
And the fourth desire.
愿神坚立我们手中所做的工。
And that the Lord would confirm for us the work of our hands.
我们侍奉了主一生。
We serve the Lord in our lifetime
侍奉了这么多年,
for many years.
希望我们的工作是神可以坚立的,
and hoping that our work and our service can be confirmed by God.
叫我们所做的工不归于徒然,
and that our work is not done in vain.
需要主的恩典。
We need the mercy of
God. 我们不能服侍了半天了，一点意义都没有。
We can't keep serving and then have it be meaningless.
当然，神建立什么功呢
？Now what work will God confirm？
那个一定是神的功，神才建立。
It has to be God's work. That's the only work that He will confirm.
所以呢，摩西呢，在最后有四个愿望。
So Moses ended with these two verses with four desires.
今天我们希望主把这个愿望给我们。
And today may God also place these four desires in us.
因为你只有有了这个愿望，才会努力，才有动力。
Because only when we have this desire will we take action, will be motivated.
我想我把诗篇九十篇很简单的和弟兄姊妹们做了一个解释。
And I just wanted to very simply give some explanation to Psalm 90.
但是早晨呢，我的信息并没有停在这里。
But this morning my message won't conclude here yet.
弟兄姊妹也知道过去这段日子啊。
And brothers and sisters know that in these past few days.
我身体有点软弱。
And I've had some health issues.
啊，感谢主他的保守。
But I thank God for His protection.
谢谢弟兄姊妹们的带导。
And I appreciate and thank brothers and sisters for their prayers.
主也借着医生的手呢，把我这个总算治好了。
And through the hands of the doctors, they have made me better.
所以上个前个主日，我坐在主面前个礼拜五，我坐在主面前思想主话的时候呢。
And this past week, as I was meditating before the Lord,
忽然出现一首短短的诗。
All of a sudden, there was this psalm or poem that came to me.
是主给我 个人的一点的勉励。
And this was something that God gave me as an encouragement.
但是我觉得这个呢，也应该是所有弟兄姊妹应该得的勉励。
But I also feel that this should be something that is an encouragement for everyone.
所以我也把这首诗给所有的弟兄姊妹。
So I'll give this little psalm or poem
to everyone.
That maybe we can all be
encouraged. 我请我们的弟兄呢，把这首诗打在这个墙上。
I'll ask the brothers to project this psalm.
这首诗很简单啊。
It's a very simple poem.
那么这个英文的翻译是临时的翻译啊。
This poem was done by Google Translate.
不是人翻的，是 Google 翻的。
Yeah.
我呢征求啊，弟兄姊妹们，如果你有兴趣的，英文好的，你能帮我那么重新翻也可以。
So for those who have better English than Google, please feel free to put this into a better format.
我简单的，我们先念一下啊。
And I'll just quickly read through this.
人生瞬间即消逝，不许世间留空白，握住机会侍奉主，为得成果到永远。
Life is fleeting. Don't leave one day empty. Seize every opportunity to serve the Lord for everlasting fruit.
当我们经过那个病痛的时候，真是感觉人何等脆弱。
So when we are encountering physical discomfort, we really feel like our life is fragile.
啊，也叫我们里面感觉到这个生命的这个短暂。
And we really feel the brevity of our life.
啊，摩西在诗篇九十篇里面的那几个形容。
And these depictions that we saw from Psalm 90,
都是他对人生深刻的一个领会。
These were all feelings that Moses had regarding our natural human life.
我现在常常也感觉人生呢，可能一刹那之间就没有了，消失了。
I often feel that in a blink of an eye, our life is gone.
啊，这个消失啊，英文应该是 disappear, 就没有了。
And our life disappears is a better translation.
我从1978年到西雅图。
When I arrived in Seattle in 1978,
我们经过了这么漫长的年日啊，在这里和许多弟兄姊妹聚一同聚会。
And for all these years of gathering with brothers and sisters,
我们知道这几十年中间很多弟兄姊妹们离世到主那里去。
And there were many brothers and sisters who have passed on and went to the Lord.
但是在我的印象中，想到他们样子都还在那里。
But in my mind, I can still see them.
甚至呢，每次来聚会，他们坐在固定的位置上面听到。
Even my memory of them every Sunday, the same seat that they would sit in.
所以很多时候我站在讲台上的时候，我能感觉到那个位置曾经有什么人坐在那里。
So oftentimes when I'm standing up here, I'll have this thought that brother or that sister used to always sit in that chair.
但是很快的，他就从我们中间就消失了。
But so quickly, it seems like they would disappear.
若是主回来的迟延。
If the Lord delays in His return.
我们不知道，很多时候可能很快我们也消失。
Maybe many of us will disappear.
弟兄姊妹们，时间对我们来讲是宝贵的。
Brothers and sisters, time to us is so precious.
所以呢，我们要能感觉得到这个生命的短暂。
And we have to sense and feel how short life is.
真是一瞬间啊，一下之间。
It's like in an instant, life is gone.
那么第二节呢？
In the second phrase,
第二句话，对不起。
The second phrase,
不许世间留空白。
Don't leave one day empty.
那么这个呢，是主给我们里面的一个心愿。
And this should be a desire in our heart.
每个弟兄姊妹都应该有这个心愿。
That every brother and sister would have this desire.
我们在这个世界中间这样，人生这样过去了。
That in this life, our life is. If we were to live,
希望我们的一生不是空白的。
our hope is that we would not leave one day empty.
当然世界上的人, 他们在那里做很多东西, 希望能留名, 希望能留下一些的成就。
And maybe the rest of the world, everyone's trying to make a name for themselves to be established.
但是我们知道那个没有意义的。
But we know that that is really meaningless.
有一天, 地和其上的事都要过去的。
One thing, heaven and earth will pass away.
所以你所有的名望、成就、财富，一切都过去。
All the your brand, your name, your wealth, everything that you've tried to build.
但是对于神的儿女来讲，
But for the children of God,
我们的日子不能空白而过。
Our lives, we can't live each day without purpose.
你看主在圣经中间呢， 记载了这么多的人物。
In the Bible, there are so many figures who are mentioned and recorded.
有的人是好的, 有人是不好的。
Some were good and some were bad.
当然了, 这些好的应该是我们的激励。
But the ones who are good should be an encouragement to us.
他们在他们的世代, 他们的generation里面,
that in their generation,
他们因为爱主, 跟随主,
because they love the Lord and follow the Lord,
使他们留下美好的见证。
They left a good testimony.
圣经都把他们记载在圣经的里面。
And the Bible recorded their testimony.
他们的一生没有空白的而过。
And in their lives, they did not leave one day empty.
弟兄姊妹们,
no, brothers and sisters,
今天主给我们日子活在地上。
Today, God has given us days to live.
我们应该有个强烈的心愿。
We should have this strong desire.
主啊, 不让我的一生白白而过。
That Lord, I would not live my life in vain.
当然了, 我们不一定要有雄心大志做什么大功。
And we don't need to have this, try to make big plans in our lives.
圣经的人物中间呢, 有的是做大事, 有的是很小的事情,
In the Bible, we see figures of people who have done great things and some who have done smaller things.
但是只要在那些事情上是为着主的,
But the main thing is whatever thing they live their life for, they lived for the Lord, and there's eternal value, and God recorded it.
啊, 当然我们看见旧约里面有摩西做大功的。
And we can see, of course, in the Bible, in the Old Testament, Moses, he did such great work for God.
大卫是君王。
King David did great things for the Lord.
还有很多的先知。
And so many prophets.
但是呢, 圣经中也记载了很多的小人物啊。
But the Bible also recorded the work of a lot of smaller works.
你看, 路德,
like Ruth,
小人物,
a small figure in the Bible.
哈拿, 家庭主妇,
like Hannah, a small figure in the Bible.
但是在他们的那个小小的生活里面呢, 却是为着神。
But in their small lives, they lived every day for the Lord.
所以圣经把他们记载。
So their names were recorded.
所以在那一个史诗纪背景大荒凉的时代, Judges.
So in the book of Judges,
哎, 中间出现了这些人物的故事。
In a time of a lot of chaos and darkness, there were these figures, these ones who were highlighted.
他们没有白占地图, 他们没有浪费时间。
They did not waste their time in the world.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们需要有这个心智。
Today we have to have this heart's desire.
在我们地上还有年日的时候,
that while we still have time in this world,
无论如何要叫我们的一生不要空白的过去。
No matter what, we can't allow our lives to be lived without purpose.
这是对着我们个人的。
And this is for our individual self.
那另外呢, 对着神的旨意。
And then also regarding God's will,
这更重要。
This is even more important.
啊, 我们晓得圣经的历史里面, 这许多的人物, 他们有很多在世上的日子, 全心为着神的旨意。
And we know that there are some throughout history who have dedicated their lives serving God's purpose.
我有时候常常想起我们前面那些弟兄们。
I oftentimes think about the brothers who walked before me.
他们在世的日子,
and in their generation,
他们使他们的时代, 使这个世界呢, 没有空白。
that in their lives, they lived their lives completely for God's purpose.
留下很多宝贵的信息,
and they've left for us all these precious messages.
他们让神的工作在地上没有空白,
and they did not allow God's work to be done in vain.
所以慢慢的我们看见这些年长的弟兄们都过去了,
and we have seen over time that these older brothers have passed away.
到了我们这个时代了,
and now here we are to our generation.
我们要让主的工作在我们的世代中是空白吗?
Are we going to allow God's work to be blank and empty?
如果你有强烈的心智, 应该为着这个。
If you have a strong heart's desire, we need to live for this.
啊, 我最喜欢这个, Miss Barber, 啊, 何淑文姊妹, 她的话,
I really like this phrase by Margaret Barber.
她在她的圣经上面写了两句话。
And on her Bible, she wrote this phrase.
她说,为着我自己一无所求。
She said, as for me, I don't want anything.
但是为着主,为着主的心意,为着神的家,我要求万有。
But for God, His will, His house, I want it all.
这是一个姊妹啊。
This is a sister
这么强烈的心愿,
who had such a strong heart's desire.
这么大的心,
this great, tremendous heart.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
主还留我们在地上,
God still allows us to live today.
我们应当怎样活,
how are you going to live
怎么活才是对,
your life? How do we live in a way
怎么活才有意义,
that is correct and with purpose?
我们求主给我们恩典,
may God give us His mercy.
所以这第二句说, 不许世间留空白。
And so the second phrase of this poem says, don't leave one day empty.
愿我们的弟兄姊妹, 青年的弟兄姊妹, 个个都有这样的雄心。
And may we all have this heart's desire.
让我们这一代不是空白的一代。
That in our generation, we won't leave God's work blank.
把神荣耀的旨意带到地上。
And empty, but that we would bring the work, the will of God down to this world.
所以这是第二句话。
And this is the second phrase.
第三句话。
The third phrase.
那么就要握住机会侍奉主。
Says, seize every opportunity to serve the Lord.
我们知道神因为爱我们,
because God loves us,
祂给我们各式各样不同的机会。
He has given us countless opportunities.
每个弟兄姊妹都可以有机会。
And every brother and sister has opportunity.
我们应当握住这个机会来侍奉主。
We have to hold on to every opportunity to serve the Lord.
我举一个简单的例子给你们听。
I'll give you a simple example.
我这次在台湾,
I recently came back from Taiwan.
我有两次去坐这个计程车,
and twice I was in a taxi.
我坐在那个计程车司机的旁边,
I sat right next to the taxi driver.
主的灵感动我,
and the Spirit of God moved me.
给他传福音啊,
I started preaching the gospel to him.
我看他挂一个那个什么什么那种拜拜的那偶像的东西。
And I saw in his taxi cab, he hung some
我就很激动,
idols.
我就跟他传福音,
so I was moved in the spirit to preach the gospel.
两次, 抓了机会就传福音。
So twice, I held on to the opportunity to do it.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
机会都在我们周围。
Opportunities are right before
神爱我们,
us. God loves us.
给我们各式各样的机会。
He gives us all kinds of opportunities.
辜负神的恩典。
Sometimes we
我对不起神的恩典。
We shortchange God's grace.
机会来了我们根本不注意。
When the opportunity comes, we don't even pay attention.
这是很可惜的。
And this is really
a pity.
可惜。
Okay. 那么这里呢，有三件事情和弟兄姊妹们，我想共同勉励一下。
It's a disappointment.
我们怎样抓住机会跟随主?
We need to hold on to every opportunity to follow the Lord.
那么第一个事情,
The first thing,
一定要做主眼中看为对的事情。
We have to do the things that are right in God's eyes.
太重要。
It is so important.
不是人怎么看我们，要看主怎么看我们。
It's not how we, not how man views our actions.
要做主眼中看为对的事情。
So we need to do the things that are right in God's eyes.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
我们的言语要能造就别人。
Our speech needs to edify others.
我们的言语要能造就教会。
Our speech needs to edify the church.
不要随便乱说话。
We can't just say things casually.
不要老说负面的话。
We can't say negative things.
Negative 的话，消极的话， negative, 不讲 negative 的话。
We can't say things that are negative.
当然更不要讲是非，那是Right or wrong, 那个更不要去讲。
Gossip.
所以呢，我们尽量的在我们的生活中用言语鼓励别人，造就别人，那么呢，供应别人。
We should put our focus on words of edification.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
听从主在里面的命令。
We need to be obedient to the commands of the Lord.
做最小的事情。
From the smallest thing,
不要觉得这个事情小。
And don't think that that thing is too small.
如果是主吩咐你的，
if God commanded you to do it,
那是大事情。
It's a big thing.
所以一定要听里面的声音，听主的话。
So we have to listen to that inner voice,
顺服主的带领，
and be obedient to His leading.
这样我们就是握住机会侍奉神。
Then it means that we hold on to the opportunity that God has given us.
不是光站在讲台上讲道才叫侍奉，不是光是做其他事情的侍奉，不是的。
Serving God is not just standing on the podium and preaching.
握住每一个机会侍奉神。
Doing certain things, but every opportunity that we have is can be serving God.
第四句话。
And the fourth point.
为得成果到永远。
Oh, the fourth phrase, it says, we do all things for this everlasting fruit.
我们一定要能结出果子来。
And we have to be able to bear fruit.
并且呢，结出这些能够存到永远的果实。
And we need to bear fruit that can last, to eternity.
我们不是要有眼前的果效。
We're not trying to produce fruit for our eyes.
我们希望我们做的事情将来在永世里面都被纪念。
But we want to bear fruit where in eternity it will be remembered.
所以这样的服事是为了结果子的。
And so our service is to bear this kind of fruit.
那么我这里用了中文的成果，那就更好是结什么成熟的果子。
And it's even better to think of this bearing fruit as mature fruit or ripened fruit.
Yeah. 愿主带领我们年日过来的时候，生命能够越过越成熟老练。
So as the years go by, may we become more and more ripe and mature.
所以主给我这首小小的诗啊，勉励我，也勉励所有弟兄。
So God has given me this little poem to encourage me, and I give it to you as an encouragement.
我最后再把它念一遍。
And I'll read it one more time.
人生瞬间即消逝，不许世间留空白。握住机会侍奉主，为得成果到永远。
Life is fleeting. Don't leave one day empty. Seize every opportunity to serve the Lord for everlasting fruit.
我们低头在这里祷告。
Let's bow with prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we really bow with thanksgiving.
你从来都没有离开我们。
You have never departed from us.
你在我们所走过的道路中，你施恩典。
And you give us grace for our daily life.
在我们遇见的每一件事情上，你对我们说话。
And in every situation that we encounter, you speak to us.
你希望我们短暂的一生。
Your hope is that in our short life,
能得你自己的丰富。
That we can gain your blessings.
好叫你国度降临的时候。
As when your kingdom comes,
每个弟兄姊妹都能丰丰富富进神的国。
That every brother and sister may enter your kingdom with abundance.
主啊，我们愿意把我们余下的年日奉献在你手里。
Lord, we are willing to offer our remaining days to you.
求你不叫我们空白而过。
May you not allow us to live our lives in emptiness.
给我们有智慧的心。
But give us a heart of wisdom.
让我们知道当做的事。
That we would know the things that we are to do.
我们求你向我们施怜悯。
We look to your mercy.
但愿这些日子你向我们回转。
That in these days you would return.
让每个弟兄姊妹都得到激励。
That we would all be encouraged.
让我们能握住还有不多的时日。
That we would hold on to the short few days that we have.
能够欢欢喜喜地跟随你。
That we would follow you with joy and gladness.
让我们的生命中
that in our lives,
满了你自己的恩惠。
That we would be full of your approval.
我们求你祝福。
We pray for your blessings.
听我们的祷告。
May you please hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.